You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, everybody. I'm so glad you're here. And today we get to discuss relationships and how they work into healing, how you can learn to heal your relationships and use them as a way to heal your life. Everything that we connect with in this physical world is an opportunity for us to heal. So if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that's how this kind of rolls. So today I want to talk about the intimate relationships in your life and how we can use them for healing. So many times in a relationship, we bring people in with expectations of how they are supposed to treat us and be there for us and what that looks like. Most of the time, the other person in the relationship does not know our rules or the rules of how we roll because we haven't really discussed that with them or talked about them. The thing that I want to talk about in healing with relationships is really learning to work with them. And primarily for long-term relationships, that's really where I focus on in all of my healing work and all the healing work for myself and the work that I do with others in helping them really connect with those long-term relationships. I believe every relationship that we have in this life is our assignment. It is our opportunity for learning and for growing and for really learning to see who we are and how we tick and learning to allow others to really blossom and grow as well. The key in a relationship to me is to give each other freedom and space. But in doing that, we need to have an honoring relationship between both of us. So you need to have that relationship already there established in place. And the relationship that you established early on, if you've been together for a while, is not the relationship you're going to be working on in 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. There will always be this growth. There should be in any relationship growth and changes that come along the way. And so for me and my life, you know, I've been with my husband for almost 30 years, and I was thinking back at all of the different stages in our life. And really what I was thinking about it is on the stages of healing and how it has affected our lives and our relationship and changed our relationship with every step along the way. You know, when we first got married, I already had a child, and so my husband did not. So, you know, we had to do that adjustment. And then as we brought, you know, three more kids into the mix, we did that adjustment. You know, we built a house along the way, you know, houses, businesses, you know, all the different stages of life that we've had bring opportunities for new growth, new healing, and a new way of connecting with each other because your relationships do not stay the same. Now, how does this work in the healing process? Well, as we go through these different stages, sometimes we can disconnect from our loved ones. It gets hard. We get scared. We disconnect from them. When really in a relationship, the whole thing is to stay connected, stay plugged in, and work through it together. But a lot of times we don't do that and we unplug. Then we go through these periods of time where we just think, oh, I don't love them anymore. I don't feel like I'm in love with them. Being in love with someone after you've been married for a while is a whole lot different than being in love with someone when you first meet and you first go through all of those heightened feelings and emotions. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't, you know, that it just changes over time. Those feelings change over time, and we have to learn to stay connected to them. One of the big things that happens in a relationship is we shut our energy centers down. For me as the healer, we shut our heart space down, and we really are afraid of getting hurt, and so we just close off. And when we do that, our spouse or our partner feels that from us, and they feel that wall come up, and that's when we feel this disconnect in there, and we think, geez, it's their fault. They're doing all these things. I don't like what they're doing. When in all reality, what's happening is you're shutting down because you're afraid to really tap in and see what's going on around you. That fear creeps in, your ego creeps in and says, I don't want to get hurt. And so we shut it down. Then we start this disconnect process, really not feeling connected to each other. We're not feeling like, you know, we're not laughing together anymore. We're not having fun together. You know, we're thinking all these negative thoughts about the other person. You're picking out everything they're doing wrong. You know, you're seeing all of the things that they're not doing, and you're not seeing any of the good things that they're doing. Now, this is a you problem, not a they problem, as my son likes to say. And I love that because it's right. It is a you problem. It is a, when I do that, it's a me problem. This is a me thing. This is something, this is not about them or what they're doing. It's about you getting scared and shutting down and putting those walls up and not allowing that energy to flow between the two of you. Because when we're in an open relationship, that energy should flow freely. And when you close it off, it gets constipated, for the lack of a better word, and it's not flowing like it was before. And it's really easy to get caught up in this process. Sometimes we don't even see it happening until, you know, we're a ways in and we're like, geez, I just am not feeling connected to my spouse or my partner anymore. The thing is that you can work on that. You can fix that. This is what I love about energy healing, is because we start working on that heart space. We start opening up that heart space. We start opening up to love. The crazy thing is when you shut down like that, you shut down to the whole world. You know, you notice it's not just happening in your inside world. It's happening in the whole world around you. You'll probably notice if you're in a business, your clients kind of quit coming, things quit rolling. You know, maybe your kids are shutting down, or, you know, you'll notice it in your outside world once you understand what's going on. So how do we work on this? Well, to me, this is you doing your work. I know it comes back to us and you really doing your healing work. This is a daily practice of really opening up your heart chakra, opening up your energy field so that you can be present. Getting out of that fear factors, talking to your ego, what's going on? Why are you scared? You know, what's really going on in that insight process? Because if you've listened to me before, I talk a lot about ego, and that is that fear inside of us. That's where our fears reside. That's where we need to learn to work with that so that we can be open to all the good things around us. You know, maybe you've got some inner child healing to do. Maybe there's some things that have happened to you in your past that bring up this fear for you, that get you when things start looking scary and bleak and it's not going like you want. It triggers those inside feelings for you and you shut down. We can learn to work through all of these, but this is on an energetic level. And this is a you, it really is, I can't even say that enough, you issue. This is where you need to really set back and quit blaming the world around you for the reason that you're feeling the way that you do, and start understanding why you're feeling that way. Nobody can make you feel any way. No relationship can make you do anything. It's a choice that you are making consciously or not to feel those ways. You're making a choice to be angry. You're making a choice to shove them out and close those doors. Intimacy stops in these areas. This is where marriage is shut down. This is where relationships shut down. And you can choose to open it up, or you get to choose. That's the joyous thing. When you're in a long-term relationship, you know, I think society as a whole teaches us to shut it down. Fine, if you're just not jiving anymore, you just get a divorce and be done. You can do that. You can choose to do that. I promise you, the universe will bring you someone else just like them. And you'll get to do it all over again, just with another person. In my VIP courses, I teach a lot about and talk a lot about relationships, and we do a lot of relationship work. And it's really about you creating the relationships that you want to create for yourselves, creating those boundaries for yourself that you want, and allowing it to blossom out in your world. Sometimes that means we don't stay with the people that we've been with. A lot of times it does mean that we stay and we realize that we were the ones blocking it. We were the ones that could open that up and allow for better conversations to come in, better ways to understand each other, you know, new ways of being in the same space together. There's always room for growth in everything that we do. It's just learning how to do that for yourself. I like to spend a lot of time analyzing myself. It really is all about analyzing. Why are you feeling that way? What's going on? You know, why are you getting so scared? Why are you getting to this place? A lot of times we have a lot of changes coming at us. We feel like the world is changing and it's out of control. We have a tendency to shut down and retreat to our corners because we get scared. We have to learn to work with those and understand and see and notice ourselves. Part of this healing process is waking up and really learning to understand that earlier instead of waiting until it's in the catastrophic range and we're all out of control and we're having panic attacks and can't figure out what's going on, or we're in a state of depression and we don't know what's going on. We can rewind that and learn to see it earlier before we get there. And then start asking ourselves the questions. Why are we doing the things that we're doing? What's going on? What are we so afraid of? You know, what expectations are we having on other people that aren't being met or that we feel should be met? Because those come back to us. It's like, why are we expecting them to be in that place for us? Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have expectations in a relationship. I'm just saying that along every step of the way, there's healing work to do. Great relationships don't just happen. Great relationships aren't just there magically. Great relationships require you to step up to the plate and do your own work. And then you can work on the outside part of the relationship from there. But we have to be open to analyze ourselves and to stop blaming the other person in our life for not making us happy, for not providing everything that we seem to need to do all those things. Because we really have to learn to fill up our own container first. And then allow that to spill out into all of the other relationships that we have. And this is how this all flows together. This is part of learning and growing and healing. Anybody that comes into your life is a perfect opportunity for you to learn to gather some healing from them, to do some healing work in your life, any relationship. They're all here for you to learn and to grow. And it's your assignment to figure out what it is you need to do, how you can make yourself better. You know, a lot of times we want our partners or our spouses to be 100% perfect for us in every single way when we're not willing to do that for ourselves. So if you're expecting them to do, what are you asking from yourself? Are you asking those same things from them? You know, one thing that I realized that I was putting on my spouse was I expected him to be in this happy, joyful, gratitude-filled moment every step of the way. Every day I wanted him to just wake up and be happy and make my life easier. And I had to ask myself, why are you expecting him to do that? You don't expect that out of yourself. It's not that I don't expect myself to be in a place of gratitude and love. I'm just not there every moment of every day, but I was asking him to do that too, to make my life easier. That's really what it came down to, was made my life easier if he was happy and I didn't have to deal, or didn't have to feel like I had to deal with his moods. It was my empathic way of staying out of the bullshit. But I realized that was unfair of me to ask that from him, because that's not okay. That's not normal. And those are some things that I had to let go inside of myself. And so we can see all of these things that are going along and become a better partner, become a better spouse, become a better mother. As we analyze ourselves in all of these relationships, you know, these intimate relationships can be about relationships with our kids and how we can do better, how we can show up and support them and love them in an honoring way that gives them an opportunity to grow and to heal, not in a controlling way. You know, we've got to let go of these controlling ways. We can't control people in their lives. We can love them. We can help mold them. We can help create them into beautiful, in the case of our kids, loving adults. In the case of our spouses, we can, you know, work with them and love them. We need to go into these relationships loving them the way they are, not expecting them to be something that they're not. Because that isn't true love. That is conditional love. If you're going to be with someone based on what you think they can become, that's not love. That is conditional love I will love you if you meet my expectations. And that's not okay. Those are not okay either. As we wake up and understand the healing process here, we have to be willing to let them live how they choose. One of the big things that I see sometimes is people who are on their healing path and they get upset because their spouse or their partner isn't willing to follow them. This is ego. This is your prideful side. This is almost like saying I'm better than you are now because I'm doing my healing work, which is, to me, not true. We're never better than anyone else. We're all on the same path, basically. Like, you came here to have this experience, to learn and to grow. How you choose to do it while you're here is up to every individual, and everyone gets to choose. Your job is to love them. You want to be in a relationship with someone, you love them exactly as they are. The way they show up for you now and any changes that come along the way are a freaking bonus. And you have to be willing to see it that way. You have to be willing to understand it that way. And it's not that, you know, I'm not talking about difficult relationships here. I'm not talking about any, and there are difficult relationships, but I'm not talking about abusive relationships. That's a whole other, it's a whole other thing. I'm talking about relationships that you're in it together. Basically, it's a pretty good relationship along the way, but there's bumps in the road at times. And these are the ones, you know, that I hear falling out of love, or I just don't really like him anymore, or him or her, whatever it is for you. But if we can learn to look at the relationships through spiritual eyes, understand that you have something to learn from every person that is in your life. You have something to learn from everything along the way. Everything that you go through is an opportunity for learning and for growth and for healing, if you're willing to open up to it. We need to start asking, what do I need to understand from this person? What do I need to understand from these situations? What is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to get so that I can be a better person, so that I can show up my best in all these relationships? They're here to show you parts of yourself. These relationships are mirrors of you. They're showing you these parts of yourself that need some healing. That's why we get so triggered by them. We see the things we don't like about ourselves, and it pisses us off. We get so triggered by that. But if you can understand that it's here for you to have an opportunity to do healing, and what do you need to do with it? And what happens in the relationship after that, if you just allow things to flow, then it's just like it's designed to be. Whether you stay or whether you go, if you do it from that healing standpoint, if you stand in your power, if you really take it from this healing point of view, whatever happens down the road, you'll know that it was just part of your path. A lot of times I see people leave too early. They're still emotionally invested. This is where we get the squabbling for years afterwards, because they didn't do their work. They weren't ready to go. They were still emotionally tied. They were still emotionally connected. And there was still work that needed to be done there. Can it be worked through? Yeah, absolutely. Any situation can be worked through. But if we will do our healing work along the way, you will know exactly where you need to go in every relationship. I'm one that I'm committed in my relationship. I always will be. Where there'll be bumps along the way? Absolutely. Can we work with them? Absolutely. You can do it all. It's whatever you choose to do. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I love talking about relationships. We do a ton of work on relationships in my VIP groups. If you're interested, you can find those on my website. They are 6-month programs. We'll have another one starting up at the beginning of the year. If you're interested, get your spot. Don't wait, because there is limited spaces available. So I hope this has been helpful. I'd love to hear from you if it was. Check out my website, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.